There is only one mind, and the thoughts that you're having are the thoughts of this one mind, this one soul, and you are having this dialogue with it. While your thoughts may seem very personal and very self-contained and only in your own head at the moment, these thoughts are being thought, get this now, this is going to blow you away, everywhere by everybody at the same time in one form or another. Even the guys that aren't sleeping on the other side of the world, they're having the same thoughts that you're having right at this moment, at the same time, same form, little different, different modification, different emphasis. It's like two people watching the same movie and each one seeing their own life on the screen. These thoughts are being thought everywhere. Not necessarily the way you're thinking, but all part of what Carl Jung might call a collective consciousness or a one mind. Evolution, the story of evolution, the story of you, is part of this evolution of the one mind. As life goes on from the eye blink of several thousand years when Buddha and Yeshua or Jesus walked the planet to the present moment, a tremendous number of things have occurred and changed. Everything from the early appearance of Muhammad to the scientific revolution to the appearance of the Buddha and Patanjali, who wrote the Yoga Sutras and the Bhagavad Gita when that appeared, and all of the great teachings throughout all of time, all of that. Years ago, in the scientific revolution, it began as a reaction to all this mystical thinking to try to rationalize things, to make the illusion more real than reality. To make the illusion the reality, to believe in only the one way of seeing things as being reality. And it was a reaction to mysticism, this renaissance which occurred in the scientific revolution. There was a mysticism that seemed to be clinging and stifling Europe, affecting everything from the politics of kings to the health of people dying of the Black Plague. The same kind of conflicts exist today. We're always living through an age of stress. There's always a stress in our natural spiritual inclination to be of one mind. There's always conflicts arising in our life. They're being brought forward by thinking, thoughts which tend to limit and confine and put you in a kind of mental prison. And it doesn't matter what you believe, what belief system you have, whether it's the fallibility or the infallibility of a guru or a spiritual leader or a pope or a teacher or anybody, to the infallibility of a president or the head of a corporation or the fallibility of a salesman or this or that, or the thinking of Marxism or Darwinism or some old scientific thought. All these things are like a kind of a saran wrap to wrap your mind. And as your mind deals with these things, it stretches it and bubbles it. It pulls it across the hands of time. We're caught in the warp of it all, and none of us can calmly think the way through it. Instead, we find ourselves having to work through the saran, make our way through the stress, which reverberates every time we come up with something new, a new insight. So at times the world may seem to be a very dark place, but the one mind is always shining through. And what I've tried to do in this session is to give you some hints about who that one soul, that one mind is, and how you can learn to listen to it, to recognize that it's present, to recognize that it's continually bubbling through you, to recognize it, that you can be in awe of what it is doing, and you can maintain a state of continual joyfulness, even when you're feeling crappy. Be joyful in your crappiness. Even when you're feeling terrible, be joyful in your terror. You can experience it as an actor on a stage, but the joy, the bubbling through, will always be present if you let it, if you allow it to be there. It may very well be that the common suffering that we all see around us and that we feel within us may be totally as a result of the fact that we are spirits in a living material form. But we have to remember that we are merely, those of us that want to identify with that, are merely reflections of a single mind in a multiple reflection looking glass. In the next session, we're going to find out a little bit more about this as we get into how you create your reality.
This concludes session 3. Our program continues with session 4.